Okay, so here we are again. This is A Stroke of Luck, and you're listening to CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio, and it's with Megan and Lorraine.
Hello there, listeners.
And we've been going through some old-time stuff, and maybe we'll hit a... Maybe we will have a, even though our program is called A Stroke of Luck, maybe we will have a stroke of luck with some of the music.
Yeah, maybe we'll line it up correctly and it'll, yeah, I think it'll be lucky for
yeah.
sure.
Or some of the songs that we've picked, because my focus, or my hope, or however you want to put it, is to play songs from a while ago. Maybe not a long time ago, but a long time ago. Things that I danced to, or when I would go out with my husband and stuff, there'd be this music just pounding away. Some of it is danceable, I think.
Oh, yeah, and I think today we've got a nice little dancing set. Some of them are a bit newer than we've been playing, and I think that'll be a good mix.
Yeah, so put your shoes on, or go barefoot, however, and maybe give it a try. Even if you just kind of move your elbows or your shoulders.
Yeah, tap a toe.
It's good to move around a bit in this weather.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, man, I had to shovel my car out, and it's not something that I can do regularly because I only have one arm that works properly. The other arm don't want to work at all. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes things... It's an added challenge.
Yeah, it's just a little harder. I didn't want to disappoint you guys or myself by not coming out here to do an hour of a visit with you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you made it through the snow.
Yeah, so it's Megan and I, and we're here, and we're going to be playing some old-time stuff. Are we going to tell them what it is, or are we going to let them guess?
Yeah, I think, well, I can do a little preamble here. And as I was saying, these ones aren't as old as we have been playing. So, we're going to start off. We'll play a few different songs here. We're going to start with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ah.
And that's by Queen.
I like that.
And then we're going to do a Beatles song called Revolution.
Okay.
Followed by Bob Seger, Old Time Rock and Roll.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then some of these you can get up and move around a bit.
Yeah, exactly. This one's kind of a nice slow build here, so we'll just start people off with this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sit back and enjoy.
Yep, you're going to get a few.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me. To me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead.
Back again this time.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo,
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 Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo, Galileo,
easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
Never let you go.
Never let me go! Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
Yeah, that was beautiful. We could chat a little bit here before we go to the next song.
Yeah, I hope you all just even tried to dance with it. Just, that would be a kind of hard one. I can remember playing it at home and kind of dancing around and having the cat run and hide. She isn't too fussy about me kicking around.
Yeah, this would be a good, like, spinning one. Like, I could imagine a lot of movement.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, it's that, and that's the name there, Stone?
No, that's just, I think, the album name, Stone Cold Classics. But yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody is the name of the song, and it's by Queen.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They really did one there.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
But oh, man, yeah.
Maybe we'll have something a little bit
calmer. Yeah, well, here, let's try, I don't know, actually, now that I'm about to push play. Oh. Strap in. I actually don't remember how this one goes. So this was Revolution. By the Beatles.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, could be pretty high energy. We're going to find out.
Yeah. All yeah. Right. So, start sitting down and then move your feet and, I mean, you know, and then maybe get up and dance around a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. All righty. Here you go.
Evolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be
all right? All right.
it.
You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right. All right.
Yeah, that's, I was just looking at the date. It was 19-something.
Oh, yeah, I went away from it. 67, I think, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. And, but they're not doing it anymore.
No, I think we're down to Ringo and Paul are the last two alive.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, but yeah, that honestly, I love the Beatles all. Almost anything the Beatles have ever done, probably. I will admit, I was not prepared for the electric, like, kind of grit to that one.
Well, I just went through. I just entered a date on my computer for music, and a bunch of these things cropped up.
Nice.
And so I wrote down. Well, you can see I've got several pages here.
Yeah.
I just wrote down. Some of them are really light, and some of them, I wasn't very heavy on, I didn't go to dances or anything like that when I was a teenager.
Okay.
I just kind of listened to, I think it was more country western kind of thing is what I liked, I think, more than anything else, but not even that kind of. I think I mentioned it to my partner here, Megan, that one time I was out on the swing that my dad had made in the yard. And I was singing along to something or another. And this fellow in the next door neighbor poked his head out the door and asked if I could sing Far, Far Away. And I thought, I don't know that song.
Who sings that?
Oh. I didn't realize he meant that I was getting a little loud.
Yeah, scoot. Scoot away.
Yeah. So I just went back into the kitchen and hummed them myself. But those were the growing up years. I wasn't big on different things. I was more into ballet and stuff like that.
Okay.
I wanted to be a ballerina.
Wow.
And so I used to practice on the front porch all the time.
Nice.
And then I wanted to learn how to play the piano, but that was too expensive. And so I was, averted, is that how you say it?
Diverted, maybe?
Diverted, that's the word, to a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of okay, but it kind of ended in a disaster, so I let that go too, and I haven't done anything since. But I do have a guitar.
Oh yeah, great.
And I have a piano, what do you call it, just a keyboard?
Keyboard, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, maybe I will pick it up again.
Yeah, keyboard I could see being a really...
Yeah, it's
like
easy.
I could see
right
that
there.
Being a good one, you know? Guitar, I've played guitar in my life.
And oh, have you?
It's been, there's been easy times and then there's been less easy. And depending on like the strings and like literally the makeup of the guitar, like how wide the neck is, how far your fingers have to reach versus piano kind of feels like it's a nice low impact.
I used to play around, but it was a Hawaiian guitar. So it had a, you know, what do you call that? A steel
resonator? Yeah.
Yeah, and so it was kind of easier to play. Nice. Didn't hurt your hands too bad. And now, I mean, with arthritis and stuff, I don't think I could do any of that.
Right.
At all. But the cat likes to walk on the... on the key thing because it's by the window, so
she's playing music for
you. Yeah, she walks across there and looks out the window. Maybe she's trying to attract another cat or something. Yeah, she does like men though.
Yeah, you were saying you had a guest over and she went right on up there.
It's embarrassing in a way, you know. I apologize all the time for her that she just likes men. What can I do?
Yeah.
She walks right over to them.
Well, nice. I mean, better that than coming up and biting or something, you know, a scratch or something. Like if she just comes up and rubs up on him, that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, she's sort of like she's just telling him how handsome she is or how handsome he is.
Yeah, maybe. Give me a pet.
And or maybe it's just a surprise for her because I don't get very many men in my apartment.
Yeah. New people.
They're just me. But anyways, here we are. And maybe... In front of me here, I have sponsors.
Sure. Yeah. Why don't you thank one of the sponsors?
So does it?
I don't think it matters too terribly much. Take a pick, whichever one tickles you. Yeah. And you can even read off there if you want. Really, it's up to you where things go.
Okay. Well, this one here, it's a sponsor. Thank you to Bugwood Bean and the BV Concert Association.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that sounds pretty good.
Thank you guys for sponsoring us.
Yeah, and we'll have some more as we move through the hour.
You got it. Well, let's go back into the set and we'll play Bob Seger, Old Time Rock and Roll.
Oh, here you go. Now you can get up and move around.
There you are. All right, have a listen.
Wow. Does that bring back some memories of dancing like crazy? But it was, I don't know, it just goes to your heart and your soul and your body, and you just want to dance. Okay, so now what we're going to do, we do a sponsor?
Yeah, we did a sponsor. Let's do an event.
Oh, an event.
Yeah,
okay,
let's talk about, yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
Read up on that guy.
Mm. Skeena Wild Film and Photo Festival. And it's hosted by What Matters in Our Valley and Skeena Knowledge Trust. Huh. It's going to be November 27th. That's coming up.
Yeah, today.
Oh, it's today.
Today. Oh. They played it yesterday, and then this is, I think, their first time doing 2 days in Smithers. So.
Oh, okay.
And then also tonight.
Doors are 6 p.m., and the film, what it says, starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are $15 per person. Purchase your ticket in advance, scan or code, or contact us at info@skeenatrust.ca. Same show on both days.
Yeah, same thing, both days. Yeah, well, sure, why not? Tell okay. about, yeah, read out what else it's got there.
Well,
sure.
They've got here, thanks to their sponsors, or our sponsors, they've got it labeled here.
Yeah.
Terrace BC, Wendy Hadley, CFNR Network, Wild Bike, The Fix.
I think those are mostly Terrace locations, so yeah, those are kind of new places for me to hear about.
Aquabatics, yeah. Unbound, Skeena Knowledge Trust, and Nature's Pantry, and Sherwood Mountain Brewed in Terrace, BC.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's actually an awesome kind of an advertising here. They've got this looks like a dog, not a wolf, I don't think, right?
Actually, that might be a wolf. Let me have a look here.
It's on the advertising.
Yeah, I think that, well, think? I think that's a wolf. Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, but he looks very stern.
Stoic, yes.
Yeah. and like, you gotta come. So it's like, okay. But he doesn't look mean or nothing. He just looks like, you know, he's serious here.
Yeah.
This is a good thing. Okay, so that's awesome.
Yeah, I've been to their events in the past. I'm not going to this one tonight, but I've been to them before, and they've got, I think, anyways, photos on display.
Oh.
And I think maybe you get to, like, vote on them.
Oh.
And there's other stuff. Well, yeah, there's the films. So it's like a bunch of different films put together.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool event.
Oh, obviously, I have been in a... I haven't lived here for 2.5 years. I was in Prince George.
Mm-hmm.
But even before then, I would have had to go by myself.
Right.
And so it's, you know, I don't know. I just stay home. I'm okay there.
Sure.
It would be nice if I could listen to it.
Right, yeah. If they had it, I think maybe they might eventually put them online. I actually don't know.
Yeah.
I definitely know that it's one of those exclusive, like you physically go there to watch the films and stuff. But after the fact, I'm not sure what happens.
Yeah. Hmm. And so should we mention a sponsor?
Yeah, well, let's go. Oh. Maybe you could even just tell them about that one.
This one here?
Sure.
Oh, it's a tea, Bulkley Trio. Wow, three guys. No, that's a woman there. Two guys and a woman.
Yeah.
A night of memorable melodies and storytelling through intricate musical arrangements and harmonies. Wow. January 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Tickets, adults are $30. Seniors, well, they give us a break. 60 plus, though. Well, I am.
You fit.
Actually, plus. But $25. Youth and student under 18, $15. Available at Mountain Eagle Books and online at bvca.me. Performance will be at the Della Herman Theater. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Do we want to do... or no.
We'll hold off on that. And also for the listeners that do want to, you can buy these tickets for Christmas gift, right? Because it's obviously the event itself isn't coming up till the new year, but think ahead, get a gift for
that
your loved one. Send them to the concert.
Yeah, that would be an awesome gift, actually. I never thought of that. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, shall we play another song?
Sure, we don't want to bore
Let's go on to
we want to keep our
keep them on their toes.
Awake.
Yeah, exactly.
Dancing. Now you know you got to get up and dance. I mean, I'm sure I've danced to each one of these, but it's just mainly a bit of movement. It's not really, you know, dancing.
Yeah, a little bit of movement is all right. Okay, so this next one is Charlie Pride.
Oh.
One Day at a Time.
Oh, yeah. I like country music, but I also like the old-time stuff, too.
Yeah. It's a great little mix. All right, well, let's have a listen to this.
Yeah.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do everything that I have to do. Oh, yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. So help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, when you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Now cheating and stealing, violence and crime, Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Well, give me the strength to do everything that I have to do. Yes, yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. So help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
There. Now that's an old time one too. Huh, that would be nice to waltz to, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so now what are we up to?
Well, now we should let people know what they're listening to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay. This is a Stroke of Luck with Megan and Lorraine, and it's CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And I might have overwhelmed it a little bit. I'm looking at a whole bunch of pages, but I was sitting at home and just kind of scrolling, you know. And maybe a person shouldn't really do that because I had all these music things and I was writing them all down. But we'll keep you busy.
Yeah.
Don't forget, I'm coming back in a couple of weeks, so there you go.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
But with this weather now, I don't know. It's kind of hard to stay safe or to say stay safe.
Yeah. Now, even saying stay safe is hard. But
Yeah.
We did briefly chat, and so we can talk off air too. But yeah, we may or may not carry on through and take a little break. We might keep going. We might reconsider locations. And yeah, it's a bit tricky with all the snow that's
coming down.
Forecast yeah. and stuff. Yeah. And just even digging your car out, you said, was a fair amount of work.
Yeah. Because I've got only, well, that sounds terrible to say, I've got only one arm, but the other arm hurts like heck.
Well, that's exactly it. Right?
And so I just hang it down and use the one arm. But my car, it's fortunately, it's just a small car, so it's okay. But yeah, this is it's worth it to come because I feel that there's people listening, and I'm hoping that some of these songs, which are from a few years back, some of them, would bring back memories, good memories, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, for you, and maybe even a little bit of dancing going on in the kitchen. Yeah. And I don't know what else we got going on here, but maybe we should thank our sponsors.
Yeah, sure, have at her. Let's thank,
which one?
I'm just trying to look over your shoulder here. Yeah, go with that. Yeah,
okay. So we can thank a sponsor, BV Farmers Market. And then there's also Ranch House Tattoo. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I didn't know there was.
Yeah, there's a couple of tattoo parlors in town here, and this is a newer one that we've welcomed into the fold, you could say. And it's great to work with them.
Yeah, it's interesting for you all to know this then, too, if you didn't, because I didn't.
Yeah.
But then I don't tattoo very
good. Sure, yeah. Some people are in the know with tattoos and others aren't, and that's okay. It doesn't have to be for everybody.
Yeah. And it was something that I never did, and I don't know why. I have no idea. I was a pretty fussy kid, I guess. And I didn't like being poked by anything.
Well, yeah, let alone, a bunch of needles and stuff.
Yeah.
It sticks with you, so you really got to know what you're committing to.
Well, and then I think when I was a kid, I don't think tattoos were a big deal. I don't know. I don't remember. Go to a Catholic school and have a nun.
Oh, yeah. No way. Are you kidding me? Rebel.
You have a sister leaning over you frowning, and it's like, I didn't do anything, sister. Yes, you did.
I promise. I'm being good.
Yeah. So, and not only did I go to a Catholic school, but I lived across the street from the school, so the nuns could see everything I was doing, because I was dancing on the porch one time, and there was a comment made by my teacher, so I thought, well, I'll go in the back porch, how does that sound?
Yeah, keep your dancing private,
in the backyard, but then, like I had told you, I was out singing.
Yeah. You can't get away with nothing, it turns out.
No, and the neighbor leaned out his window and asked if I could sing Far, Far Away, and I told him, I'm sorry, I don't know that song. I didn't realize what he meant was to go away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, funny.
Alrighty, well, let's play maybe the next set. We'll do three songs back to back.
Okay.
So
you want to say them ahead?
Yeah, sure. So we've got ABC by the Jackson 5. We've got Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. And what does this one say? This is Say It Loud by James Brown.
Well, there we go.
All right.
So hang on to your hat.
Yeah, here you go.
Easy.
there you go.
Yeah, I was wondering if any of those, it can't be that long ago, but do any of the singers that we've had just recently here on the radio, are they still alive even? Do we know?
I bet you there's some of the members of Queen are still alive, and I bet you, well, I know a couple of the members of the Beatles are alive, and I think there's a couple of Jacksons from the Jackson 5. I think a couple of the brothers are still alive. And I can't speak to the others, to be honest.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, because some of them are really handsome anyways. And I'm thinking, are they still alive even?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is all music that I guess you could say I kind of grew up with, was this stuff.
Sure.
And
yeah, I'd say that.
And if we had halfway around the house that I lived in, which was across the street from, of all things, St. Anne's Academy, with the nuns coming out frowning at me. But I used to dance around in there on the porch with my music.
Yeah.
And so this brings back some memories of what it was like then, you know?
Yeah, I love it. I just realized I didn't cue up enough songs, so I'm a little distracted here trying to get something else for us to listen to. But yeah, I did you ever, like, I don't know, I think of my parents' generation, there's a lot of, like, stories and stuff about sock hops, but because you went to a Catholic school, maybe less so, like, dancing wasn't exactly a whole thing. Did you ever have a community ones or go to, like, nothing like that?
No, I tried one time to go ice skating with some of the girls, because it was an all-girls school, right? So
right.
It was one of the ladies that they were girls then. I couldn't skate. I didn't know how. So I was scared. I wouldn't even put my shoes on or my ice skates on. But I was kind of a loner growing up, actually, because I was kind of, how would you say, I had a really good imagination and I read a lot.
Cool.
And I wasn't that interested in, I really wasn't that interested in boys that much. Because some of them were kind of rough.
Right.
And they were not romantic and stuff. Like, I would watch the movies and think, oh, he's so nice. And then turn around and see this teenager coming in the door with, you know, where are you all going? And it was like, no, that's not the same thing. So, yeah, I kind of grew up with that imagination, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, my husband was a cowboy, which was a big thing for me, because I loved Western stuff, although I was terrified of riding a horse. He put me on a horse for 5 minutes, and I had to get off there. I was too scared.
Oh, man.
But I did like cowboys.
Well, there, that gave me just enough time to find a song. I'm gonna use this song as a inspiration from what you just said. So you just said it was your imagination. So this song is by the Temptations.
Oh.
Just My Imagination.
Yeah, I kind of vaguely remember
that. Right, you might recognize it. Let's hit play and have a listen.
Yeah.
Say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellows in the world, she belongs to just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination.
Once again, running away with me. Oh, tell you it was.
Huh. Well, those songs all bring back my youthful self, I guess you could say.
I like that.
When I was quite young, actually, and mostly on my own, I didn't have a ton of friends, or I didn't go to dances or anything like that. I was too shy. But I would dance around on the front porch, and I also really wanted to be a ballerina, so I practiced some of those things too on the front porch.
A plié and the like. Yeah. That's one of the ballet moves I know.
yeah. There was a lot of them and stuff, and it was just a growing up time, and I wasn't terribly interested in boys till I was about 15.
Sure, that makes sense.
Or so, maybe.
Why not?
I don't know, but there just wasn't any boys around because it was an all-girls school, number one.
Right.
So there wasn't, they were kind of strange animals to me. And even my cousins, we didn't really have many family because Dad was in the war and stuff.
Right.
And so Mom didn't drive, and we didn't have a lot of family gatherings. And actually, now that I'm thinking back on it, I think they were mostly women. I don't think there was very many boy cousins.
Yeah, sure.
Cousins.
When you're around mostly women, then that's probably...
That's it.
Yeah, that's your world. Well, thank you for letting me choose some songs from your kind of ramblings of a mad woman. I appreciate all of that.
Well, yeah, we've got a pile of paper in front of us here. Well, I didn't have anything to do that day, and I just thought, well, I'm going to just check and see what's out there.
You did your homework. It was fantastic.
Yeah, and
well, thank you.
We'll be back with a whole bunch more.
You betcha. Why don't you close us off? And then, we'll see folks
here?
Another time. Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. Well, it says here, of course, this is Megan that was just talking. Awesome lady. And me, Lorraine, I don't know. I struggle with getting the snow off my car. What can I say? And this has been, this program is called A Stroke of Luck. And it's CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And we just would like you all to just take care of yourselves, especially in this weather. Stay home if you can.
Yeah, take care, everybody.
Yeah.